Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And today's guest is Aaron Eshed. He's CEO and co-founder of Fertility. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you for having me, John.
Yeah, so excited to be here in Tel Aviv in Israel. First time for Healthcare IT Today to come here. Awesome. Excited to learn about you and Fertility. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my background is actually in electrical engineering, and I've been designing semiconductors and chipsets for the good part of 20 years. At some point I got more into the software and AI, you know, deep learning aspect of technology, applying it in automotive applications. And then I met my two co-founders, well, to be co-founders, and they introduced me. One is a doctor, a fertility doctor, the head of Hadassah Ein Karim Fertility Center here in Israel, and the CTO, who did this as part of his PhD work, and they introduced the concept of analyzing videos and images of embryos to assess quality using deep learning, and it just blew my mind. I just got really excited about the prospects of improving standard of care and, you know, doing good using technology.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to see AI applied to fertility. That I don't think that's happened a lot.
No, it actually hasn't. In general, healthcare has been lagging behind other markets like, you know, e-commerce and others, and finance. Today, 70% of applications are in radiology, AI in radiology. And IVF has been nowhere until recently, until, you know, we started introducing Chloe.
Sure. So tell us about Chloe. Chloe is your application to address some of these challenges. What's the challenges that, you know, these fertility organizations face, and how are you looking to address it?
Yeah, so if you look at the IVF process in general, you're looking at a very long, lengthy, complex, expensive process that involves a lot of manual labor, a lot of administrative work, and it's also a very subjective and non-standard process. So you find different healthcare professionals, be them clinicians or embryologists, assessing quality of gametes, making decisions throughout the process in a very subjective way, and all that is wrapped up with a lot of manual labor, which at the end of the day translates into poor outcomes. It translates into high cost, and it translates into a limited capacity of the number of cycles that a clinic, a doctor, an embryologist can perform. And we're set to change all of that and basically digitize the whole workflow while powering different aspects of the decision making with data science.
So are you using devices or your own devices, other people's devices, and how are you integrating that with, you know, obviously the AI you talked about?
Yeah, so after 25 years of designing hardware, I decided to do only software. It has some advantages.
Sure.
So what we do is we develop software only. It's a cloud-based software that connects to different devices in the embryology lab. Today, these would be incubators, mostly time-lapse incubators. We connect to EMR systems to feed and extract data. We connect to different witnessing systems and so on. What Chloe is basically a hub that consolidates a lot of information pertaining to the IVF process, namely the embryo, analyzing huge amounts of data. There's, you know, 2.5 billion Wow. data points per cycle.
That's incredible. It's
huge. So Chloe consolidates all of this, performs analysis, but analysis that is very transparent to the healthcare professional. So we don't just provide ranking or quality assessment. We provide insights that talk about the biology behind these assessments, which is what we call transparent AI.
Right. No, I think everyone's trying to embrace the transparent AI approach because most clinicians don't trust it otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it's very popular talking about it. It's a different thing implementing it because at the end of the day, if you look at what AI does, it's some kind of a black box. You know, you feed inputs, you train the system, you get outputs, and you reflect that to the customer. And it is not trivial to actually understand what happens within the process to provide that transparency. So de facto, there's no system out there that does it today. You find systems that assess quality of embryos, eggs, sperm, whatever, sure. And they will just give you a number.
Interesting. And so talk about the workflow, you know, prior to using fertility and then how you impact the workflow now.
So when you look at what the workflow looks like in the embryology lab, there's basically an egg and sperm that get basically combined, fertilized. The egg is fertilized by the sperm. And then from that point and onwards, there's a process of typically anywhere between 5 and 7 days mm-hmm. Where the embryo would be cultured in an incubator, okay, under controlled conditions. Throughout this 5 or 7 day period, the embryologist would have to perform many, many tasks per day, per embryo, and then per embryo cohort, so per patients. And that starts from looking at images and videos and analyzing things manually, writing down on a piece of paper, updating the EMR, calling patients, updating them. You know, you have X number of embryos, you know, gotcha. 30% of them have reached this and that stage. Very, very manual and mundane. We've done a study recently, 48% of the work they do throughout that process, 48% is just administrative stuff.
Wow.
So what we do is we basically help these embryologists become supervisors of a process that happens regardless of, you know, them manually performing it. So it's all automated. They become supervisors. There's always, just like in, you know, autonomous cars, there's always a driver behind the seat, right?
To make sure
supervising.
It's going
on. Yep. And AI is no magic, you know. It does make mistakes every now and then. It is more accurate than embryologists, but it would make mistakes sometimes. So the embryologist is basically sitting in the cockpit and managing and supervising the process as opposed to having to manually perform all of this work.
Interesting. Well, and we've seen this in the EMR world. When we integrate devices, you know, you have the transcription errors that you just resolve, right? But when you're writing on paper, then writing in the EMR, that's tough.
It's shocking to see how much manual work, how much paper, you know, note-taking happens, and then EMRs are updated, so many mistakes. And this is lives, I mean, we're talking about. These are embryos. This is a pregnancy that could happen or could be, you know, aborted.
Yeah, depending on how it goes.
So
talk about that. You integrate with the EHR to push all the data there?
So we integrate with EHR to basically streamline the whole process of when a patient treatment is established in the EHR system, that automatically opens up all the sockets and connections that need to happen in other aspects of the clinic with the time-lapse incubator, where today they have to manually, you know, on a keypad open, establish a patient treatment. This is all done automatically. All of the information that is collected and analyzed throughout the 5 or 7 day process is now automatically fed into the EHR system. Reports can be extracted in, you know, standard formats, you know, SART reporting or in Europe, HFEA, in the UK, reporting. Patient reports are actually generated from the system such that with a click of a button, the clinic, the embryologist, the clinician can share whatever level of information, whatever scope of information they want with the patient, who gets a link with credentials to access and see their embryos developing in real time, get educational material. So all this is manual work that happens today. Nurse practitioners, embryologists, just calling people.
A lot of phone calls,
you know, text messages going back and forth. It's a new era.
So talk about that patient piece of it, right? I would say I only know of one category that may be more engaged as a patient, and that's pediatric moms, you know, that are so active because, you know, as parents, we worry about our kids, right? But I think that's the fertility is probably just as interested because, it's such an important thing for these people.
It's just
so
as
talk about that.
There are so many studies indicating how anxiety and fear of the unknown and what's happening with my treatment is causing, first of all, outcomes to drop.
Interesting.
And not less interestingly, it causes patients to drop after one or two cycles, which is a huge
So they just stop the
issue.
Treatment.
They stop the treatment. It's just too stressful. And there are studies that show how, you know, higher level of engagement and more information sharing with these patients can reduce that level of anxiety, resulting in, these different parameters improving significantly. And then there's the generational shift, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What we're talking about is, you know, patients, not my age, patients in their, 20s, 30s, and they are very, very used to having access to a lot of information, which, right, by the way, today they know they own. I'm the patient. I own this data, and I'm aware of my rights.
And you better give it to me.
And you better give it to me, and if you don't, somebody else will give me that option. And I think it's a process that the clinicians, who are more of my age, are starting to really, comprehend that this actually works to their benefit, because there's a lot of concern on, if I share too much, will I get all this, flood of phone calls and questions, which I'm not set up to answer.
Sure.
But it's a process, and we see it changing gradually. They expect more information, give it to them. The treatment, the satisfaction, the anxiety will go down.
Yeah. This is awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing all these insights and perspectives. I hadn't dove into the fertility world, and I love seeing AI helping to improve it. So thanks so much. And thanks everyone for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, you can check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting application. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, John.